您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。 Well, first of all, let's hear a clip from the series Detective Conan to start our topic.
现在社会中弊病丛生，大家要注意柯南做的推理哦。今天要讲的是死神镇内的故事，他又将神出鬼没的犯下凶杀案。唯一看透了真相的是一个外表看似小孩，智慧却过于常人的名侦探柯南。
Okay, I thought you were going to play the other part, because I know that there's another song that's kind of more representative of it, but anyway.
I'm all excited already.
Yeah, I know. What we are talking about right now is the Japanese animation Detective Conan, which is a Japanese cartoon series, quite popular among Chinese viewers of various ages. Right now, the Beijing Television, or BTV, has released a report earlier this week saying that this animation is nothing but a textbook of crimes, which does no good for kids. Beijing电视台最近点名了名侦探柯南，称其危害触目惊心，是一部赤裸裸的犯罪教科书。So, do you agree with this?
No, not at all. I can't. Okay, well, let's just say, under this kind of logic, as someone who's watched more than 700 episodes of Detective Conan, then I should have learned more than 600 ways to kill someone, and I should have known more than 100...
I never knew He Yang was so dangerous.
Well, I should have known more than 100 ways to poison someone, and also I should have gotten the skill of knowing how to use a dagger, how to use all kinds of things to kill people.
Oh,
and I...The fact that I haven't and I won't do it, maybe it shows that I should congratulate myself.
Well, yeah, to play devil's advocate, maybe you're just one of the special ones who can watch this type of show and not be horribly influenced by it.
Well, and I should probably give a pat on the shoulders of all my friends who watched it loyally like myself as we grew up in primary school and middle school. And...So, I mean, this kind of logic is just very strange to me. So, it's saying that, if you watch something, then you'll definitely copy it and become someone like that person in that show. So, if I watched Harry Potter and I should know magic, and I obviously don't. So, this is just not...making any sense to
well,
me.
Well, also, I mean, the TV program on BTV, Fajr Jin Xing Shi, basically said that Detective Conan is quite bloody. And they say it's bloody because there are more than 700 episodes, but they all describe a murder. I'm sorry, that's not bloody. Bloody is when you actually see
blood.
I remember when I was a kid, maybe some of our listeners will know about it. I kind of doubt it. But there was a detective show called Columbo. And I used to watch Columbo with my parents all the time. And it was great. It was a murder mystery detective show. It was on like once a week or something like that. But it was about murders. It was about crime.But at the same time, it was appropriate for a child, and of like 5 or 6. And my parents were very strict about what I was exposed to. And they didn't mind me watching Columbo because it wasn't really about the murder. It was about using logic to figure out who did it, like a Sherlock Holmes.
That's what Conan is about.
Exactly. That's what Conan is about as well. And so I think that a lot of this is just BTV trying to pile on, after the Ministry of Culture, you know, ordered that, some of these, shows,be removed from online websites. I mean, a couple of these do make sense. Like Attack on Titan can be quite inappropriate, I think, for children. Maybe not for teenagers, depending on how old they are. But definitely, I would never. I feel kind of uncomfortable by it. It's pretty gory. But for kids, it's definitely inappropriate. Detective Conan, however, is definitely not.
Yeah, and what is a bit more appropriate about Conan is that it's actually not for kids. Because if you ask a 6-year-old to sit there.And watch it, a lot of things he or she cannot understand because it's all about, logical thinking about, names of chemicals and the characters' names even are a bit complicated and there are multiple characters in one episode. So a little kid may not be able to remember and digest all of that.
Yeah, I remember it became really popular amongst fourth graders and above. But as you get to your teenage days, gradually the popularity kind of died down a little bit. So I think, John makes a good point in saying that this is, Maybe the subject matter could be a little bit sensitive for some people, but the way it is portrayed is appropriate for also, kids. Young people.
And it's ridiculous. I mean, because some of the stuff that kids are allowed to watch, like the Hey Mao Jin Zhang. I mean, like, I've watched that with my daughter when she was a little bit younger on the TV. And like, there were parts where I was like, how is this appropriate? I mean, like, you see like him like basically smashing to death, if I remember correctly, like a rat, and you see blood coming out. How is that appropriate? How is that better than Detective Conan? And what about La Bi Xiao Xian? Oh my God, that is such an amazingly inappropriate cartoon. And in Japan, and in the US actually, because they've translated it into English, it is marketed and shown at times appropriate for adults, because much of the material is not appropriate for children, and yet somehow, the people here think it's okay.